El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-7445. And we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. We have Phil TV and HD going right now. That is a live streaming video cast of our show. With a backstage pass, you can watch that. You can get our podcast tomorrow. You can listen to our live stream for free. It's not live. It's our stream that we make available to you guys the following day, and it's free. But if you want to get the podcast, you get a BSP, and you get all kinds of multiple hours of great entertainment. PhilHendryShow.com, and our shop is open. We've got a couple of items that are going to be coming in here for Valentine's Day, and then we have a couple more on their way for the summer months. We will be talking tonight, if we do have time, we'll be talking tonight about the L.A. school district that has been hit with these multiple charges of child molestation. It's just beyond belief. And we'll have, if we do have time, we'll have Glenn Gladell, who is an attorney, to talk with us about that. We'll have one of our regulars, a contributor, frequent contributor, very popular contributor on our show here in a moment, Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And we're going to talk with Ms. Dooley and her husband, Steve, about the rights of immigrant workers arrived in this country, working in this country, who are here legally, and what their rights are, what the pitfalls are, what they're still facing. You know, it's interesting, Ms. Dooley, I was watching TV here just a moment ago, and I saw Joe Arpaio. It's the show, I forget the name of the show.
I know it. It's the Police Women of Maricopa County.
Well, the Sheriff Women.
Yeah, that's it. It's Police Women or Female Officers of Maricopa County.
Yeah, we know the show, yeah.
And I was looking, I have to tell you, Joe Arpaio has been up front and center with the immigrant fight there in Arizona. But this had nothing to do with immigrants. He was arresting deadbeat dads, you know.
Well, I'm not a big fan of his. I would love to be able to say that I support his efforts at arresting deadbeat fathers. I will say that that's the one thing that he's gotten right, but... what he has done with immigrants, Phil, I just...
You're not in agreement at all.
No, I'm not.
Well, tell me what you're up against here, because I know that you and your husband got involved in this for personal reasons.
Do you want to...
Oh, go ahead.
Well, Phil, my husband, Steve, is a very successful, a wildly successful landscape architect, and we were planning a little bit of a barbecue for himself and for some of the guys that work with him. I have had a young woman working for me for about 6 months named Veronica. She was on her way here yesterday.
Now, she does what?
Well, she's basically a domestic. And by that, I mean she does cleaning. She can do some cooking. She was going to assist in preparing for this party that we had scheduled for Saturday afternoon. As I mentioned to you, she was traveling here yesterday with her sister. They were pulled over by a Los Angeles County sheriff. They both had California-issued ID cards. The sheriff who pulled them over, the sheriff deputy who pulled them over, asked for the driver's license of Veronica's sister, a young lady. But what is Veronica's sister's name? I don't know.
Birdie or Bertha?
Birdie. And so they asked Birdie for her driver's license, and she handed the police officer her ID. And Veronica handed the ID to the police officer.
Did she have a driver's license?
Well, hold on for a minute, because I'm getting to the point of what I'm trying to say to you. I was expecting Veronica. Her sister has work here in the neighborhood as well. The police officer detained the sister, would not release them, and apparently placed the sister into some kind of custody, I think. Veronica was not able to make it here yesterday. She had to get a ride that would only take her back to her home. And this was the result of an overzealous detective or sheriff or member of the sheriff's department arresting a young woman who clearly had identification.
Well, she did not have a driver's license.
Well, Mr. Henry, a driver's license is a good faith effort.
My husband believes, Phil, that a driver's license, the ID is a good faith effort toward the driver's license. Steve was telling me, and he also believes and wants me to express to you that when you consider the number of people in America that don't know how to drive, who are born and raised here, who drive terribly, to ask this young woman who gave the police officer an ID card.
But it was not a driver's license.
But my husband believes, Phil, and what the point that I want to make, the ID card for an immigrant from either Mexico, Central America, or South America is a good faith effort toward showing that they want to get the driver's license. They have not yet gotten the driver's license.
But because they have not yet gotten the driver's license, they therefore are still not legal, regardless of the good faith effort.
Well, Steve was saying, Phil, to me earlier, and wanted me to communicate to you the following thing. And as I said earlier, while the ID is not a driver's license, people who are born and raised in the United States, people born and raised in the state of California or anywhere else, they don't drive any better than the average immigrant from Mexico. So it's a good faith effort to have that ID to say...
Well, why not just go all the way and get the driver's license? Are you saying that...
To say that they need to get... Well, this is my point, Phil. And it's Steve's point. To say that they need to get the driver's license is essentially telling them to go an extra step beyond what the average American has to go through. Because the average American only needs to get the driver's license, even though they don't even know how to drive.
Well, that isn't true, you know.
Well, it is true, Mr. Henry, but a lot of them on the road.
Well, my husband believes that there is, the average American may go through a driver test, he may go through a written test, but the evidence out there on the highways is very clear. People don't know how to drive. And to enforce some driving ability on an immigrant that the average American does not have is unconstitutional. And my husband believes that that is really at the crux here.
Well, what happened, Bobby, what you're telling me is you had a woman that works for you, does domestic work for you. She didn't make it to work because her sister was stopped and, I guess, taken into custody for not having a driver's license?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. And that's going to happen, even if you have a suspended license. Suspended license, no license. But
well, it's going to happen to people who don't have a driver's license, but she had her ID.
Gentlemen, you understand, Mr. Henry, they had their legal ID. It was issued ID in the state of California, now the ID.
All right, but I mean, there's nothing that says an immigrant who has just landed here in the United States only needs to have an ID to drive a car, right?
Well, we think that the spirit of the law, and Steve believes the spirit of the law, is yes.
Yeah, I think only need that.
Why?
Because
because that ID represents a good faith effort toward a driver's license. Look, these are people that we rely on, and as I tried to say at the very beginning here, this was a girl that was on her way over to our home to help me with a function that we were planning this weekend that, unfortunately, now I'm going to be hard-pressed to find someone, and I'll literally, I guess, have to walk up and down the street and knock on doors to see if I can use whoever day labor they've got or whatever they got, because this girl worked for me. And
yeah, but her sister is stopped by the cops. She doesn't have a driver's license. Now I hear what you're saying. You know, the ID that they got is a good faith effort at getting a driver's license.
That is correct. And my husband also believed. But one more thing. That ID is equal to a driver's license for a regular American.
That's right.
Because a regular American really doesn't do much to get a driver's license. They don't.
Well, now, hold on for just a minute.
They don't. Well, my husband believes that even if they take a driver's test, they take a written test, the evidence is out there on the road every day. People can't drive.
Wait, okay, but you can't say that they don't learn how to drive because you're right. I had to take a driving test. Okay. And
well, Mr. Henry, if you take a driving test then,
have you taken a driving test since then?
I can't remember. I took a driving test. I've had a driver's license in Florida, in California. The only other driving test besides a California driving test I took was a Florida driving test because I think my license had expired by the time I got to Florida. So I took a driving test there, one. I took a driving test as a kid here, and the rest has been...
You renew by mail.
Exactly.
Right. So you could, your driving skills could have eroded immensely. But no one is testing for that. In the meantime, a young woman that I need for a party that we are holding for a business that is my husband's and is very, very important to, obviously, our well-being and the happiness of our home, I am not going to be able to have it the way I want to have it because even though they had the ID...
But that's good enough driver's license.
Which is as good as a driver's license. They were... Veronica's sister was taken into custody.
You guys are advocating that a ID should be all that's required of an immigrant here in the United States.
That my husband believes that here, when they first arrive, yes, the only thing you need is that legal ID. That will be your driver's license, your legal ID. In some instances, it can act as a credit card some kind of a debit card where... if you could use that for a California repository of money where immigrants can go and use it as a debit card to draw money from either a state or a federal bank.
That's just ridiculous. I mean, you're telling me now that someone comes to the country, they have an ID card, and they use it also as a credit card, and they don't need a driver's license.
No, because you're not hearing, Mr. Henry.
No, you really need to hear this. You really have to just stop and hear it. They don't need the driver's license because most Americans don't really know how to drive.
That's the most important thing.
All right, we're going to get back. Bobby, Steve, hang on for me, please.
Of course.
Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. And basically, the point they're laying out here is that people who are recently arrived immigrants, like in her case, a domestic who's from Mexico, they don't need a driver's license. Just an ID is sufficient. A young lady that works for her got arrested by the police because she didn't have a driver's license. This ID should also be a credit card for them. It can also be a driver's license. But it should be all-encompassing and... apparently, according to her, these people got arrested for no reason. Your thoughts on this? I know what I think. You got to have a driver's license. You got to have a driver's license. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Well, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we have Bobby and Steve Dooley, frequent contributors to our program, on the line. We're talking tonight about the rights of immigrants. Mr. and Mrs. Dooley are at the forefront of a group of people that want to recraft the laws as they pertain to immigrant workers. Now, this was a young lady that you had working for you. Does she still work for you?
Well, I can't keep her employed if she's not able to get to our home. And she was using her sister's transportation. Her sister is now scared to death of driving, which means now those are two young women who are out of the work pool. And those are two young women that a couple of, I know, one of my girlfriends who relies very heavily on Bertie's work, and Veronica's been with me for 6 months. What we want to see, Phil, is simply this. It doesn't have to be, it does not have to be a large trauma, I think, for law enforcement or for our lawmakers simply state the ID, if it is held by a Mexican, a Central American, or a South American, is sufficient as a driver's license. Again, the ID, if it is held by Mexicans, Central Americans, or South Americans, is perfectly fine as a driver's license. And that way, I would not be faced with what I'm faced with. And my husband has been at the forefront of this for a long time.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. The ID is sufficient as a driver's license for people from Mexico, Central America, and South America. Let's talk to James here on the Phil Henry Show. James, go ahead.
Hi, Phil. Just want
yes,
to
sir?
Comment on this. I am a police officer. A driver's license is required to drive a motor vehicle upon a roadway. And a lot of people think that just because they have a driver's license that they have a right to drive. It's not a right. It's a privilege. And people have to earn that privilege, and they got to do what's legal on the road to keep that privilege. We suspend drivers all the time for DUI, et cetera, et cetera. These immigrants want to come into our country legally. Great. It sounds like this is a legal immigrant here. Why should we have a different standard for this person who's trying to be a U.S. citizen than we do for any other U.S. citizen? An ID.
Well, it's a good faith effort.
It's a good faith effort. Driver's license. It's not a good faith effort.
James, you're a police officer. You're a police officer, and you see how Americans drive. Americans drive horribly.
Yeah,
and so why should a Mexican have to drive better?
Submitting your name and information to get an ID card, a piece of paper or a piece of plastic that says this is who I am, is not a good effort towards saying I can drive. It's not a good.
Well, no, I don't think the officer understands me, Phil. I'm saying to you, if you can listen to me, I'm saying.
I have. You keep interrupting.
That if the Mexican,
I've
listened to you, officer. You know, you must be really used to just talking at people. And I know you have a badge, but why don't you listen?
Let's not be rude, Ms. Dooley.
Well, I think he's not hearing me. I'm saying, I know that it's illegal. What we're trying to do is make it an absolutely legal piece of identification. If you pull over only Mexicans and they have this ID, then it's good for a driver's license. Now, you say it's not. I know that. We would like to make it so. And the average American with a driver's license, they can't drive any further than the White Castle.
Yeah, that's the thing.
All right. James, comment?
Sure. Good faith effort. An ID card is a good faith effort towards having a driver's license. It's not the same application process. It is not a good faith effort towards getting a driver's license. Matter of fact, some people, once they lose their driver's privileges, choose to get an ID card because their driver's license has been taken away from them. They have no ability to get another driver's license. That ID card it has nothing to do with a driver's license. It simply identifies the person from a state.
Okay.
Well, you're giving a lot of political opinions for a police officer, isn't that?
What's wrong with that?
I would rather he just not.
Are you allowed to do that?
Okay, yes, he is. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Maybe they're not, and maybe that's why a lot of police officers don't like us to say where they are working. Here is, or what agency they work for. Here's Cody, but I think they ought to be allowed to speak. Cody, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you for having me, Phil. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs.
Yes, sir.
Dooley. I've been listening for quite some time, and I don't understand why you're already doing the condescending before I even stated my
Already? Voice. What do you mean already?
Yeah. The condescending that you did to the officer.
Right.
Let me just share my opinion, and you can agree with it or disagree with it, but let's have a conversation.
Whatever.
Okay, my point is similar to that of the officers, which is if somebody's going to enter the country, this is a melting pot. I invite anyone, but I don't understand how you equate an ID with the ability to drive. Yes, Americans are terrible drivers. I spend a lot of time on the road. I'm with you on that 100%. No question.
Exactly.
But there has
That's
to be
my point.
Some type of test that everyone has to take in order to make sure that everyone is capable of knowing the laws and following them. And like the
outside. Well, that's what I'm saying. Good faith effort.
What about the good faith effort? What about the good
faith effort? Is great and a lot of things, maybe for payment for a credit card, so you don't get shut off. But not something that society as a whole views as something necessary.
Mm-hmm.
A good litmus test of what type of driver you're going to be. when you go into a registry and you take an exam. Most states, or a lot of states, also have driver's education courses that are mandatory. You need to take a written exam.
Okay, listen, we got to take a break, Cody. That's very good. Very, very good call, and I appreciate it very much. And he broke that down, you know, pretty well.
What he's missing, Phil, and what a lot of your callers are missing, these are Mexican immigrants who are, we need in our workforce, and what we're trying to do is get them legal and get them to their places of work. And in this short term, oh my,
Phil, hold on,
Henry.
Oh my God.
We'll be right back, Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us as we talk about immigrant rights, as you and your husband have described this, Bobby, and that is domestic workers, I guess any kind of worker.
Mostly domestic, Phil, because these are the people that we rely on a daily basis, I think, more heavily than any other of the immigrants. And we have to get them to our homes and to our schools and to our places of business, wherever they may be working. This is a practical problem that I had. And my husband feels, given the fact that this was a very important function, this was going to be a function for his job, that this young woman that was going to work for us is suddenly not able to get here because her sister, who had an ID card, a legal ID card.
But not a driver's license. And this is the, and I hear what you're saying. The driver's license is a moot point because most Americans can't drive.
Well, my husband believes that because if you go out on the roads and you see how bad the driving is, how can we in good conscience, how can we in morally, really, how can we have the moral high road and demand that Mexicans get a driving lesson or a driving test when we ourselves don't know how to drive? And my husband believes that the fairest thing to do is to just have them get this ID card and call it a wash.
Yeah, just call it a wash because they're going to be a lot better off.
All right. Hold on. 877-876-7445. Calling it a wash means just letting them use their ID as a driver's license. And, you know, this is all a matter of opinion as to whether or not Americans are good drivers or bad drivers or whatever. Here is David. David, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, well, first off, I'm a professional truck driver. I've been driving for 20 years. And you're wanting to put immigrants on the highway jeopardize my life and your life?
Not to jeopardize your life. People are already jeopardizing your life.
No, because you yourself, lady, are on ours. An identification card is an ID card. Leave it what it is. We're trying to make something that's not.
But a driver's license should mean that you know how to drive.
They do not have the rights of American citizens.
Well, a driver's license should mean you know how to drive, and it doesn't in the United States.
Yeah, driver's license said most people drive like crap.
Yeah, okay, they drive like crap. Okay, I drive 8,000-pound vehicles up and down the highway every day.
Guys, if you drive like crap, you probably kill people. If you drive, I'm not saying you do drive like crap, you probably drive good. But you got to deal with a lot of people who do drive crap.
But
if you're driving a vehicle,
I have to be defensive and but down here around the border, these people do not know what they're doing. They can kill somebody, go back across the border, and be scot-free.
I don't think it's likely someone's going to come across the border to try to get work in America, and the first thing they're going to want to do is run someone over. More likely, they're going to drive as safely as they can to get to where they're going.
Yeah, they're going.
And then they get pulled over.
10 times slower than everybody else. And
would you rather them go really? I don't know what they're doing. All I know is there are Americans with driver's licenses that are breaking the speed limit, that are driving their motorcycles dangerously, that are tailgating, You've seen them. You're in a truck. You have to control that truck, and someone cuts you off. So, and those are Americans.
Yeah, but what you're saying, therefore, because Americans drive crappy, Mexicans shouldn't have to get driver's licenses.
We're talking about being, but I'm talking about fair play.
It's fair play for Mexico.
Fair play for Mexico.
Yes.
Okay. Well, they are Mexicans. They are coming over here to take all work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Y'all are putting them to work, and y'all are putting them to work, and they are sitting there coming over here and saying, "Why don't you hire an American to do your job instead of a Mexican?"
Well, because the American, quite frankly, Americans are, you know, I never thought I'd say this, but Americans are.
They're lazy.
They're a lot lazier.
The lazier, huh? Are you sure it's...
They're absolutely... You hire an American, and more than like the American is going to sit there, you'd swear that they were Mexicans, because they're sitting under a tree, and they're eating, and they're singing.
Americans?
Yes.
Yeah, you hire an American, I'd see him sit under a tree and sing.
You almost live with silver spoons in your mouth all your life. The way you see the world is totally wrong.
What do you mean totally wrong? I hire an American, and they sit under a tree and play a harmonica, and I've got to kick them in the rear end and get them going. A lot of cattle drive trash. You get these guys right off the trail, the Sedalia Trail. So what we're trying to do is just get, all I wanted was some domestic help for a party. I hired a couple of very hardworking girls. They had a legal ID. The sheriff arrested her anyway. And meanwhile, there's an American out there that's driving and killing and killing and driving, and I don't know.
A lot of Americans just drive the way they want to do.
There's an old saying, there's the way it is and there's the way it ought to be, and you guys are talking about the way it ought to be, which I understand, but the way that it is something that we're going to have to deal with sooner or later. Listen, David, I appreciate your call very much. Our number, 877-876-7445. Here is another David on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, David.
Hello, Phil. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
you heard my point, right?
I did hear your point. Yeah.
Yeah. The first thing
I made
like
a point,
say,
David,
I,
about
I think
to the
I
new
made
David.
My point, because I've been listening.
Well,
to
yes.
Your point
I just want
to.
Are you the new David? Are you the new,
I'm
David?
The new David?
He's the new David. Yes.
So
go
I
ahead.
I got to tell you, I have driven illegally in the past, and I learned my lesson. I learned to do things the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for one thing, a good safe effort would be to get a driver's permit. And you can get that from just taking a written test. You don't even have to take a driving test.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I've been in the construction industry, and I may be a little jealous at times, but I'll have to admit, 90% of the Mexicans and the Hispanics that I have met are very hardworking and put a lot of Americans to shame.
Oh, absolutely.
But the fact of the matter is, from the
beginning,
that would be unfair to all the other immigrants. What about all the other immigrants you're saying to just do this for Mexicans?
David, yeah, it's what it is a checklist. There has to be
at least get a permit, a driver's permit. That is a good effort.
I would agree
for
Europeans. You're right. I would agree with that for Europeans. But the Mexicans, we've got to get in here and get settled. And the reason, what we want is a checklist. We want in terms of desirability, I guess, and I shouldn't say that, but...
it's been a long time since we've had desirability for immigrants, but we feel the most desirable immigrant right now has got to be the Mexican. And there you go.
Well,
there.
A lot of Hispanic people are hardworking. It's not just Mexicans. A lot of the Hispanic people that come from, they have to improve themselves. They're sending money back to their families. And I can't blame any human being trying to improve their
lives. But that's what we're saying. We're saying Mexicans, Central Americans, and South Americans, particularly South Americans from Tierra del Fuego, from the further southern areas.
From Tierra del Fuego.
I'm unemployed right now, and I mean...
Well, there you go. That's why.
It's hard. It's hard to do. Yeah, and a lot of Mexican people have taken, a lot of construction jobs, but I still...
But that's my point. If we didn't have these Americans sitting under trees and playing their guitar...
All right. We're talking over each other. Good point, David.
But again, Phil, I think Americans need to work. But if I've got a Mexican who's willing to work a little bit through his lunch hour, and I have an American who cannot wait to get a harmonica out or get a banjo out or whatever they're doing.
Well, you've got this sort of...
the Mexican guy and make him work through his lunch hour when he has a right to have that lunch hour, too? Because it sounds like...
No, well, if he wants to get into my good graces, I mean, I'm going to likely want to keep him working and the American can go down the road. You know?
Oh, you're going to fire the American because the American simply took his lunch break. That's you know... All right, David, thank you for your call.
What are you talking about?
You're going to fire the American because he simply took his lunch break. The Mexican is going to get the work because he worked 15 minutes more.
There's something about a man who sits under a tree playing a harmonica that I think is insulting to another man that's working.
All right. Thank you, David, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. What is that? I don't understand what that is when you say that is, there's something about a man that sits under a tree playing a harmonica that's insulting.
Well, the guy's sitting there playing a harmonica.
And my husband feels, Phil, that when a man's working hard and another man is sitting and he's playing a kazoo or whatever he's doing, it's almost as if he's saying, ha-ha, to you, you're working, ha-ha. And that I will not abide.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Should we just allow Mexican, Central American, and South American workers to have an ID that is sufficient for a driver's license? They don't need to get a driver's license, simply the ID, because it wouldn't be fair to ask them to get a driver's license when most Americans don't know how to drive. Here is Keith on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Keith.
Oh, Phil. I just listened to this. I can't believe the comments. You know, you want to exclude a whole segment of our population that works hard to get a driver's license and mm-hmm. abide by the laws, and mm-hmm. allow one section to have an ID, a state ID, mm-hmm. and say, "Oh, that's good for a driver's license." That's mm-hmm. about the most racist comment you can make.
Well, no, that's not racist, because we're talking about
nationalities. You want to exclude everybody else.
If it's racist, what about Mexican-Americans? I'm not talking about them.
Well, yes, you're excluding them. You're being racist to them, too. I mean, hardworking Americans.
How am I being racist to them but not racist to the other Mexicans?
Because you're
that's
saying
not racism.
A good, hardworking American-Mexican has a driver's
yes.
license. And you're saying, okay, these immigrants from South America, they don't need one because they're here, they want to work, and everything else. So we should just exclude all laws for them and give them an ID and say that's good for everything. That's
only
wrong.
Because my husband believes that most Americans don't know how to drive.
Yeah, most Americans drive crappy anyway.
It doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter. You want to circumvent mm-hmm. laws to exclude the rest of society to help one small segment of society? That's wrong.
Well, we already do it when it comes to, and I can certainly understand the thinking behind, for instance, we don't allow gays to marry. So there are segments of society that do not get rights. And
wait a second here. Segments of society that don't get rights, you're saying all of society.
Well, no, I'm simply saying that everyone in America can have their driver's license. It doesn't mean you know how to drive, but if you want to get yours, that's fine. But a Mexican being held to the...
That comes here from somewhere else, and they should be exempt from everybody else? You're saying,
you're from
South America, you don't need a driver's license. That's wrong.
Exactly, because if you look at... If we take you... Well, Keith, I know, but if we look at the way you drive... And then we look at the way a Mexican drives. Is there a difference? I'm asking you.
Well, yeah, maybe there's no difference, but why does he not have to have a driver's license and I do?
Because he drives just as good as you. Because he drives just as... He drives just as good as you.
Because he drives... My husband said because he drives just as good as you.
Well, still, but
well,
I
so
have
what
a
if he...
driver's license and they don't have to have one? Why is that?
Exactly.
Why is they better than me?
Because because it's racist to ask them to go through a series of tests that Americans go through, and they still can't drive.
Well,
so I don't understand that.
They don't need to take that test.
They don't need to take that step. I have to take it.
Yeah, my husband, you took it.
Driver's license.
Yeah, you took it, and you still drive like a Mexican, is what you're saying. So what we're saying
It doesn't matter. Okay, if I drive like a Mexican or I drive like whoever, I have to have that driver's license. If I don't have it, I can't even have a job.
But we're saying there was no need for you to get that driver's license because you don't drive good anyway. So why not just go with the ID?
I've been driving.
You just said you drive like a Mexican.
I don't know how I drive.
You said you drive like a Mexican, right?
I thought you guys said Mexicans drive okay. See, that's where we're getting hung up on a lot of semantical stuff. But essentially what I think you're saying is Americans don't drive well. They got driver's licenses, and it still doesn't guarantee that they drive well. So why force Mexicans?
Exactly.
Because Americans have to. And that is this gentleman's point. Americans, Keith is saying, we may not drive well, we may drive well, but we still have to get that driver's license.
No, but we don't drive.
No, we don't drive well.
Well, you know, you say we don't drive well. Keith doesn't drive well. You say he drives like a Mexican. And I thought you said they drive just as, I don't know. Keith, thank you for your call. I'm going to take a break
here. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. You too. 877-876-PHIL. Should illegal immigrants, take it back. Should legal immigrants, should all they need to drive a car be their ID? They don't need to get a driver's license, just the ID, because the ID is a good faith effort at getting a driver's license. And besides, Americans have driver's licenses and don't drive well at all. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show. That's 877-876-7445. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. I apologize to my Phil TV viewers. We had that last segment muted. That is a technical problem that we're still working on. However, we should be fine. On the line with me is Bobby and Steve Dooley. And we are talking about...
Okay, if I could interrupt you, when you say muted, were we not on the air?
We were on the air. We were on the air. Our video cast, unfortunately, we had the audio muted for technical reasons that we're still trying to get a workaround for. All right. Anyway, our number 877-876-PHIL, Bobby and Steve Dooley with us as we talk about the rights of legal immigrants to drive. And the feeling is all they need is, quite frankly, a ID, not a driver's license. Okay, Jamie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hello?
Jamie?
Yeah, my name's
okay.
How you doing?
Yeah, I just had a woman on the air by the name of Jamie.
Oh, okay. My name is Jesse. How you doing, Phil?
She's your wife, Is she your wife? I guess he didn't hear me. Let's move on to another phone call. It should be fantastic. Here is Rob on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, Phil. Yes, I just want to say, first of all, I wasn't even sure if these people were real callers or some kind of setup. Because I can't believe they're advocating something like this. I mean, the thing is, their opinion is that they're a bad guy.
Where do you live? Where do you live?
California.
Well, I do, too, and I can't imagine. I don't know if you live in California, then you understand we have millions of legal immigrants here that need to get to work.
What's that got to do with that? What's that got to do with anything? They can take the test like the rest of us. I've been in countries like Vietnam, Turkey, Puerto Rico, and several other third world countries. If you think the U.S. has bad drivers, those countries make look like the Demolition Derby and bumper cars, lady.
I don't live in Turkey. I live in
the United States. Well, the point is that your opinion about a few bad drivers is what you're for people who don't have any idea about the rules of the road in our country and just give them a driver's license just for the heck of it. Well, why not do this? Why not have their ID be equal to a doctorate in medicine and just make them doctors, too? Heck.
Because it isn't. It is equal to driving, but it's not equal to a doctorate.
Your idea.
It's equal to driving. It's not equal to brain surgery. If it was equal to brain surgery, I'd say
magic.
Unfortunately, do you have a driver's license?
Yes,
you do.
Okay. A certain level
yes, I know you do, but that doesn't mean that you're capable of brain surgery. I would never let you do brain surgery. I'd have to kill you first if you attempted brain surgery. Do you understand what I just said?
The absurd point,
if you tried to attempt brain surgery, Rob, I'd have to drop you.
That's why I made the absurd point.
You made no point at all.
To a driver's
if you tried brain surgery, I'd drop you. So you didn't make a good point.
Well, wait. What do you mean you drop him? Tell you what, why don't you hang on? Rob, I tell you what, hang on, Rob, because we didn't give you enough time. Hang on. And we'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley, and we'll be back with this discussion of immigrant rights, immigrant labor rights. Should their ID suffice as a driver's license, since driver's licenses are held by Americans and we don't drive any better than Mexicans do? That's what Bobby and Steve Dooley are saying here. I have to tell you, the tone of that right there sounds racist. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Just kidding. Phil Henry Show.
What?
Phil Henry.
Oh, man.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
World famous Phil Henry Show, and our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley here about actually something that occurred this week, which was that a domestic worker of theirs, a legal immigrant, was stopped because her sister was driving the car, and her sister was found not to have the driver's license. Neither woman had a driver's license. They had legal state IDs. And, Bobby, you've heard, and Steve is there as well. I've heard you saying that your husband feels. Are you speaking for him?
I'm speaking for my husband, yes, but I do share his feelings on this. It was, after all, a function that was to be for Steve's co-workers and his employees. We were not able to hold this event because my employee was not here. She had been forced to return to her residence because her sister was essentially arrested, and her sister had a legal ID that she obtained from the state of California. And that Veronica, who works for me, had also a legal ID that she obtained from the state of California. Both women are outstanding drivers. I have been with Veronica when we've driven to the store. She had...
So you've let her drive without a driver's license?
Excuse me, Phil. She has a legal ID. And...
You heard what she said, right?
That's not a legal driver's license. You guys have both admitted to that.
No, I know that, but I'm saying I have full confidence in her driving ability. I've seen her drive, and I would put her ability as a driver at or above any American that you or I could possibly mention. And you may think that this is egotistical of me, with the exception of me. I'm a very good driver, and my husband Steve is a very good driver.
Yeah, they're both very good drivers, Mr. Henry. I'd put them both better than any American I've ever seen, except for me, and I do drive good. But that's just...
And my husband also feels that there's an awful lot of racism, because I said that I want this to be a legal driver's license for Mexicans, Central Americans, and South Americans, and I mentioned Tierra del Fuego for a reason. There are a great many of the Indo-South American inhabitants there, who are not only Hispanic, but they are of a native or Indo-native origin, and they're very good workers. And
well, I don't know how you ever figure out that they come from Tierra del Fuego. Is that Argentina?
That is Argentina. So
what about Argentina proper?
No, Argentina proper, but with particular regard paid to any of the Indo-South American native or Indo-native people from there. Who we've got to get them IDs because as workers, they're second to none.
All right. You've walked right into a buzzsaw here tonight, though, folks. All right. Well, you've walked right into a buzzsaw saying, well, they get to have the ID and they don't need a driver's license. Everybody else does. You realize that this is not something that the average American is even going to come close to approving. The country's on pins and needles. The country's on tenterhooks when it comes to immigration. And it's not a liberal conservative issue. Liberals and conservatives agree that something has to be done about it.
And something is being done about it. So we want to take good workers, people that are going to work and not sit around on a banjo, all right, and I'm sorry to say that, and give them the right to drive with a legal ID that is not a driver's license, but then again, neither is a driver's license that most of these banjo-playing Americans have because they cannot drive.
That's the whole point of it.
All right, our number is 877-876-7445 here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let me go to the gentleman that was hanging on very, very patiently, and then we'll get on to some other calls. Rob, go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Henry Show here, and we're back.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, I'd just like to finish by saying, you know, I guess the gist of their point is that they don't feel that American drivers can drive that well. But, I mean, the point is that we do have to take a test to show a certain level of proficiency. We could probably debate whether that level should be raised or whatnot and whether or not we should have to have tests more often. But the point is that just wantonly awarding people who don't know the rules of the road and don't have not shown that level of proficiency to the state is absurd to the point of it being comical. I mean, the thing is, she said that she admitted that she allowed this person to drive. If I was in an accident and this person hit me, I would sue them one side and down the other.
Well, the state of California is going to cover that. That's part of the ID process.
I would sue you,
where you use
personally.
That, well, you can't sue me. You can't sue me personally. I wasn't driving the car. You can't sue me.
It's your car. It's your car.
Well, you're being childish now. You're being childish.
I'm acting like you are. And the anecdotal.
You're being childish because you're losing the argument, and you're being childish. And I find that really repulsive. I find it revolting.
You're trying to reward people who have not shown any level of proficiency. And your anecdotal example about sitting under a tree playing a harmonica is such a blanket statement. That's racist beyond
belief. Excuse me. I've seen it.
You have one.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
So
Americans with their banjos
under a tree. Every one of them, don't they? That's about as racist.
Let me tell you this much. I will tell you this. I feel much safer with Mexicans in the yard than I do Americans. I feel safer personally, and I also feel that the work's getting done
in my yard.
And I feel safer personally, and also I would rather have a Mexican working than an American strumming his banjo, reading his email, or whatever they do.
I would too, but I would rather have somebody that works, whether they're Mexican or American. The point is that just because you want this to make it easier on your life, and
you're stuttering
this on everybody else, I'm sorry that the person got arrested. They were breaking the law. They should have gotten arrested.
You're stuttering. He's stuttering.
You're stuttering, Ms. Dooley, and thank you for your call, sir.
I can do it just as good as you.
You have been doing it. That's why I was talking.
I've listened to everything you've said.
Every
and you took great exception.
You've been going, listen to the playback.
Okay, can I hear the playback, Mr. Henry?
I don't want to do that right now.
Because I think he's lying.
Thank you very much, sir, for your call. Our number is 877-876-7445. He's not lying, Ms. Dooley. You've been going,
Well, I have not been doing it to distraction the way that man... I found it very interesting.
No, man, Mr. Renner, I don't interrupt, honey.
Go ahead.
That man was making comments about my wife on account of he was stuttering.
I don't stutter, you know.
But he's fumbling, muttering.
No, I thought that man made his points very, very well, and he's talking about insurance, which you guys haven't even addressed yet. 877-876-7445. Let's go over to... I got Jamie over here that we got to get to. Jamie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello. I just wanted to make a couple comments, actually. I wanted to share an experience to give you a little food for thought. About 8 years ago, we were rear-ended by a drunk driver who is an illegal alien. We were the third family he'd hit in the last 8 years. And,
we're not talking about an illegal alien. We're talking about legal aliens.
Well,
we're talking about a legal alien, right? So, Mr. Henry, why did you allow this call on the air?
Because I let the lady, I want to hear her story.
Either way, this person came into the country to work or do whatever, but what he did on his free time was drink, and three families he nearly killed by driving.
What do you do on your free time? What do you do on your free time?
I take care of my children.
You drink?
And no, I don't. I take care of my children. Do you get drunk on your free time?
Darling, I have three sons, and I had time to relax. So what are you doing wrong?
All right, we're not going to be debating motherhood, okay? That's not going to happen.
Well, she's saying that if a man takes a drink, he's some sort of weirdo. I don't get it.
No, she's saying that a man took a drink. He got into a car.
And drove 160 miles an hour and catapulted me and my son's off the road.
That's very interesting. You're
saying you should give a driver's license to whomever, whenever, however.
No, I didn't say that. You know, I bet you that story, you've been just dying to go on the radio and tell, even though it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
I'm an American, and I was driving fine.
We'll see. I'm not talking about illegal. Just because you're burning to get that story out because Larry King hung up on you.
Larry King ain't been on the air for a long time.
Whoever.
I don't even know who you're talking about. The point is
you're all jazzed about getting that story out there. It's got nothing to do with what I'm saying.
You're willing to give a driver's license to someone simply be on the basis that they're Hispanic origin and they want to come to the U.S. and work here. And that
is they're legal. They're not illegal. And I'm not saying give them a driver's license. I'm saying people that come here legally get an ID. And let that be also their driver's license.
You're not.
And because you're so jazzed about
that, they know how to drive.
And
you're saying here's a picture, a photo of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It says this is your name. It says that contains no information.
You don't have any proof that you can drive. Well, we don't have proof you can drive. All you do is send in your renewal.
Well, you can look at my record. I've never rear-ended people drunk. I take driving very seriously. I care
maybe.
For the welfare of other people.
Maybe.
And
I have to take your word for it?
I have
to take my words? No. You don't take a drive.
You do. Otherwise, they would take my driver's license away.
Wait a second. I have a driver's license, and I know all you have to do is send in a renewal. You don't have to take any tests. So I don't know who you think you're fooling here.
On your free time
I don't know.
When you're trying to get away from your kids? Don't take
You are saying that you know how to drive. We don't know what to do.
With your assistant
how many people
who is coming to work
really?
For you.
Well, how many people have you killed? How many people have you killed?
Zero.
Okay, ladies. This is...
Yeah, well, I don't believe you. I think you've probably killed children.
Okay, that's enough.
Wow. My point was, she's being vicious. Everybody should just be given a driver's license. I think it should be...
You know, I have a friend of mine who was rear-ended by an American who was playing a banjo.
Okay. Well, it's a privilege, and you need to earn it, and it's not something that even an American can just get handed to them. They have to earn it. My son is looking forward to
driving. Oh my God! I guess you don't drive much. You don't drive much because I see people driving all the time, and they're out there with their
police on the road. That's why we have police on the road.
Oh, I see. So now we have police
in jail.
But that doesn't mean they know how to drive, though. And so what I'm saying is we have Americans that don't drive well, and you're talking some rubbish about whoever rear-ended you. I don't care. And you're saying that I'm drunk. So as far as I'm concerned, you rear-ended a car full of infants, and they went flying through the windshield.
Oh, God.
The most illogical person I've ever met in my life.
You started out illogically. You were talking about illegal, and I wasn't.
You interrupted me so much and said, over me. You probably missed half of what I said.
Were you talking about an illegal immigrant or not? You were talking illegal, and I was talking legal, so I'm logical.
You weren't even talking legal or illegal. You were saying, bring them all in and give them an ID.
No, I never said that. No. Now who's drinking? I never said that.
I was listening to you.
You know what?
So we
you know what? I'll bet you buy your Ripple by the case. Thank you, and good night.
Did she hang up?
Yeah.
Wow, she hung up. All right, Jamie. You buy your Ripple by the case, And I don't know. Thank you for your call, though.
Yes, she told me. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jamie. 877-877, we got to wear.
Line two.
Ms. Dooley.
I refuse to stay on the line. Is she gone?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm back.
Well, what are we going to do now? Hang up on people you don't like?
I'm not going to talk to a woman who, for all I know, for her kicks, for her laughs, for the way she gets her thrills, she guns it right up to the rear bumper of a bus, scares the bus driver. The bus goes off the road, and guess what? Next thing you know, big yellow bus goes through the ice.
She hung up again.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Don't we have to take a break? We do. 877-876-7445, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Tonight we're talking about legal immigrants who are here, and that Bobby and Steve Dooley, who are frequent contributors to our program, are themselves employers of legally immigrated Hispanic people. You guys have talked about people from Mexico, Central America, and why specifically them?
Well, there's just a higher percentage of them.
Yeah, most people are going to work for us.
All right, and you're saying... and what they're essentially saying is they're advocating for a separate standard, if you will, that if they get their legal ID, then that qualifies as a driver's license. And with that ID, it's not only a driver's license. You said something else is a credit card?
No, not a credit card. It's a debit card.
Yeah.
A debit card.
Yeah, my husband believes that if they get the ID, it can work not only as their legal ID, it works also as their legal driver's license, but it also can be a debit card to be used at any California insured state bank where such as the people who are employees of the state cash their checks.
And yeah, up to $100 cash withdrawal.
Up to $100 cash withdrawal. So it's an all-purpose ID. It's a driver's license, it's an ID, and it's a debit card.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to a phone call here. We got Ricky on the line. Go ahead, Ricky. You're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Yeah, I didn't want to ask. She was talking about the Mexican driving and all. Well, if that ID is the same as a driver's license, well, it's federal law, I guess. You got to have insurance and a tag, and you got to have a driver's license to get that. So what do you do about that?
Well, you don't have to have a driver's license to get a tag. Okay. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go to store.
Okay, we're getting interference.
You don't have to have a driver's license to get a tag for a car. Now, when it comes to insurance, as you put it, are you saying what? What are you saying? Hello?
I guess we lost Ricky. All right, 877, you want to go ahead and answer the question?
Well, I can't answer the question if he's not here. I do have a very good answer for the question, but I refuse to answer it unless he's here.
Well, what you don't want to answer the question. I mean, I'll put it to you again. I mean, if they have no drive, are they getting insurance?
I don't think I'm going to get insurance.
Where do regular people get insurance? What my husband's asking.
At an insurance agency.
Yeah, so that's where they get it.
So that's where they're going to go get it, at an insurance agency. But I don't think that you need to have insurance to get a car tag. And we're not talking about owning a car. We're just talking about using the ID as a driver. Why are people trying to complicate this?
Well, I think, Mr. Renner, there's people trying to trip us up, you know, and asking these questions.
Well, they're trying to trip you up. They're asking you logical questions about just exactly what you need in the state of California to have what you got to have. Here is David. Go ahead, David. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I want to know how they're insuring their vehicles when they tell their insurance agents that they're letting somebody without a license drive them around. How do you have insurance for those people?
We have. We're fully insured.
You are, but what about them? They don't have a driver's license. So
right.
How can you possibly have any insurance?
But they do have the ID. They do have the California state ID.
ID doesn't
and
make it insurable.
Are you a police officer?
No,
I can hear your radio.
I'm a commercial truck driver.
You're a commercial truck what? What did you say you were?
I said
you're a commercial truck driver.
Yes.
Okay.
How are you insuring
these
people?
Well, you know as well as I do that not everyone has insurance, but they have a ID, and if someone hits them, then that person pays for it.
Please answer my question. How are you insuring them to drive?
Well, you're not a cop.
Are you a cop?
You're not a cop.
How are you insuring them?
I don't insure them, sir.
So
I don't even give them their ID. They go, I don't know. Maybe they do.
You're allowing them to drive your vehicle. You don't know if they have insurance or not?
I have insurance. Have you ever heard of something called have you ever heard of something called third driver or other driver insurance, that kind of thing?
Yeah, but that's got to be with someone who's got a driver's license.
You don't have
not necessarily.
You don't have a driver's license, so you're not. They have no insurance.
Well, you didn't know that. Yeah, but you didn't know that until Mr. Henry said that.
What?
He just waited for you to answer it.
All right. Well, we have to take a break. Thank you, sir, for your call. And I don't think
you
answered his question, which is what you know.
Well, he wasn't a truck driver. He sounded too educated.
He sounded like a cop.
Well, whatever. You didn't answer the question. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Back in a moment.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us here as we talk about the legal immigrants that come to this country who need IDs, and they get IDs. That should be a driver's license. We got this insurance question, you know, dangling out there, you guys. You know that?
Phil, I answered that question.
Yeah, we already answered that.
No, you didn't. You did not answer the question. These guys are out there. They do not have a legal driver's license. They have this ID. What about insurance?
We are, you know, people don't listen. We are asking that this become the law, and we want for those people to be able to buy insurance.
But you already said you let her drive your car.
Maybe.
Well, did you let her drive your car or not?
We're not going to answer that question, Mr. Ram, because it's been twisted around.
My husband thinks that the statement that I made has been twisted.
Well, I heard you say what you said, okay?
I don't think you did.
Yes, I did. 877. Yes, I did, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. Let me go over here to Don. Don, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello. I'd like to ask your guest if she's in favor of abolishing tests for drivers.
No, I'm not.
Well, that sounds like what you're advocating for these immigrants.
Oh, just for the immigrants. I guess you came late to the call, huh? Because what we're saying, the gentleman's name is Don?
Yeah.
Don, what we're saying is this. Mexicans, Central Americans, and South Americans, all they need is an ID, and that will pass for a driver's license. And the reason why we're saying that is that most Americans, even though they take a driver's test, are not very good drivers.
I can grant you that, but given that, is there any proof with this ID card that any of these immigrants or anyone else has any ability to drive a car at all?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, but I think if they're driving the car, how would you know whether they had a driver's license unless they were pulled over?
And
if they're pulled over.
All right. Whoa. Is this guy stupid or something? Hey, Don, hold on. Now, you guys are not going to talk over each other, okay?
Well, I don't. don't like being told, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm not, I don't want people talking over each other.
I just have one other question.
Yeah, Don, you got to be quiet for a minute because I'm talking. And when I'm talking, everybody stops talking.
Okay.
And only Phil talks, okay? Now, Ms. Dooley, the gentleman was saying something, and you were blathering on and on and on. You answered the question, and the gentleman started to talk, and you kept going.
I simply said, if someone's driving up...
You know, I'm just asking you just to be quiet so the guy can talk. Okay, Don, go ahead.
So, given the fact that...
No, so he didn't want to answer the thing that I said.
Would you please be quiet? Go ahead.
Okay. Given the fact that the ID card does not establish any proof of any ability to operate a motor vehicle, does your guest think that the quality of the drivers on our roads will increase or decrease given this lack of scrutiny?
It'll probably increase.
The quality will increase?
Yes.
I'd be interested to hear how that might be.
Well, because Mexicans, if they're in the car, I think it's pretty obvious they know how to drive one. That's the only way you're going to find out if they have a license. They only have the ID, and they can't get any worse than what we've got, so the odds are it's going to get better.
That's not an answer at all.
You know, well, Mr. Henry, I listened to you go, oh, 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 and I answered the question, sir. And
that's not, I'm just saying it's not an answer.
Can I ask another question?
Beat up my wife.
Go ahead, Don.
We keep
going back
to the fact that there is no test for proficiency in operating a motor vehicle with this ID. None whatsoever. How does that increase the ability of drivers on the road?
Because the test for proficiency is not any good. You can see by the quality of the drivers that are out there. So
we should abolish all of them.
No, I didn't say that. I said the Mexicans can only get it better if they don't take a test. Because the test for...
Now, the Mexicans don't take a test, got about to get better. On account of the test, but it's bad.
Exactly.
If there's no test, there can be no assessment of ability.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all. Because we have tests, and we give people driver's licenses, and they still drive. Well, You're laughing because you just lost the argument.
Hello? Anybody there? All right. Don, thank you. 877-877. Are you there, Ms. Dooley?
I put the phone down, yeah.
Well, you didn't win any argument, and he didn't lose any argument.
I said, Phil, that the Mexican...
Wait a minute, but the Mexicans not take a test.
No, I listen to you guys. If they don't take a test, it can't get any worse. And the fact that the tests are, that exist don't test anything.
Well, Phil, the point is, look at the drivers we have out there.
I heard the drivers that we have out there stink.
I didn't say they stink. You know,
I mean, I'm out there. I have a driver's license. I'm good.
Yeah, me too.
But everybody else stinks.
Pretty much.
877-876-PHIL, the number here. Let's go over to Ronnie here. Ronnie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just going to make a comment on, you know, whenever you're an American, you go get a job. On an application, it says no matter race, creed, color, whatever. So whoever's going to end up on the road in America is going to have to be qualified to follow the American guidelines. I think the issue is about the assistance to the Mexican people to be more qualified to be on the level of the Americans, to not look so much at them being Mexican, but the, you know, liability issues.
Well, there's that insurance question.
All right.
Yeah, the insurance is, if somebody wrecks my property, I want to know that they can pay for it. That's a point blank. Mm-hmm. That's not even an argument. That's just a simple...
I agree. And the way that we propose that happen is that the state of California and the various states have a reservoir into which, okay, you're not going to like this, but taxpayers put a portion of their earnings, and that becomes what we would call a Mexican stopgap.
Yeah, it's like a Mexican standoff.
We nickname it a Mexican standoff.
And wait a minute. So you're saying that the... You're
what's
saying the public...
What's confusing people is you're so focused on putting the label Mexican out there whenever it should be, no matter race, creed, color, or what, you got guidelines on these highways that are going to be followed whether anybody likes it or not.
Well, that's not really what we want. What we want is a special class of ID for the Mexican, the Guatemalan,
now you're
and
gonna
the Chilean.
Now you're in the realm of discrimination.
No, no. This is a qualified worker that must, simply must. For instance, if I need her to go to the store, all right.
It's going to do something. Anybody that's
if I need her
something
to go,
has to have a qualification. Whether it's Mexican, like you go back to the job application, race, creed, color, sex, what? If you're qualified, you're qualified. No matter your color, no matter your age.
Well, no, but you see, there is a particular kind. Right, but we have a real need for these workers from Tierra del Fuego because of their ability. So if I can get them out on the highway.
Because my son won't get a job, but there's a Mexican wanting to chop some meat at the plant that he won't get a job at. So, I mean, you know, naturally, if he wants to work, hey, it's the survival of the fittest. If you don't work, you don't eat. You got to work for your bread and your meat. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about the Mexican like there's some kind of special need for assistance whenever all they got to do is cross border and get qualified.
You're working for your meat. I'm saying that I need the Mexican to get down to. For instance, if I need to go, if I need her to go down and pick up a leg of lamb, I need.
Right.
It may not be much to you, and it may not be a big job to you, but to me, that's a big job. So I need her to get in the car and go down there and get it.
You gotta get it down too.
You know, the insurance issue is that whenever she gets in that vehicle, if she crashes into somebody, is she gonna be able to pay for it? It's simple. It's
can she pay for it?
It's simple.
With
it's
yes,
simple.
With
it's
the Mexican fund. With the Mexican fund. With the Mexican fund, she can't.
The Mexican fund. So this is a insurance fund that you are proposing, obviously, that taxpayers in America pay for.
Well, we're looking at it any way we
you
can.
You know what? You know what? It sounds like what you need to be talking about is like something dual, like a dual passport, only a dual driver experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Something where you're qualified on both sides of the border. So
I don't really care.
If she gets on an American highway and she crashes into an American, they're going to say, hey, I want to get paid. Are you going to be responsible for that? Is this your employee? How far does that go?
I just told you the Mexican fund. What am I saying that he's not getting?
Well,
no,
what do you mean?
That I'm not getting is what you're so evasive and rude. Is this for entertainment? Because it's a serious issue.
I just answered your question, sir. I said that the woman is insured by way of the Mexican fund.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
if she
crashes into American, they're going to pay the cost. That's simple. Yeah, I get that.
There. You see? What am I? I don't stutter.
Well, wait. This is taxpayer supported.
I'm not being rude, but I'm talking to you, sir, and you're going on and on about your. I said the I made the banjo playing American comment, and a lot of people don't like it. I know that you're all right with it.
All right, I'm going to let this gentleman go. Appreciate your call, sir. Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. This idea of the Mexican fund, all of you guys, just like I said, they're at...
By the way, Phil, all of you guys, I don't like being lumped into a category with all you guys. This is an idea that we came up with. I'm not saying it's perfect, but, we have a need for this kind of worker. And if this is something we can do, fine. If it isn't, fine. But, if you want them to be insured, then you're going to have to pay for it.
No, look, I don't want them insured on those terms. You do. So you and Steve are proposing the Mexican Fund, or whatever you call it.
Look at the name, Mr. Andrew. Get insurance.
Right, that every taxpayer's got to contribute to. Man, no way. And even if I agreed with you, I can predict it would never, ever, ever pass muster with the voters.
Well, then it would have to be an executive order. And
You'd have a recall. You'd have a recall election or some kind of an impeachment for any elected official that decided to pass a law or executive order into existence a portion of the Treasury's assets to go into some kind of a quote unquote Mexican fund so that there is insurance for legal immigrants using only their ID card as a driver's license in case they get into an automobile accident. We are paying for that. That executive, whether he's a governor or a president, would be subject, I guarantee you, to a recall. That's how the voters would react to that. She's still talking? All right, well, let's take a break. 877-876-PHIL. What was that, man? I heard some kind of a...
Sound like a spring came sprung.
A spring came sprung is right. We'll be right back here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-7445. The Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Next hour is our news and information hour, and we're not too far away from Saturday. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us. This idea that you proposed, Ms. Dooley, you know, personally, I don't think it'll ever see the light of day. The fact that legal immigrants use a ID, and that's all they have to use. We have the insurance question. As a matter of fact, we have this gentleman on the line now, Andre, who just gave us a, I think, a very interesting... you know, basically, Andre, you were telling us that the driver's license is at least a common standard from which the court and the police can work when it comes to responsibility, correct?
That's correct. If a person goes through a driver's test, that person automatically acknowledges that they have, that they have accepted the responsibility in the event of a death or a maiming of a person, that that is the standard of proficiency that the police... the judge, the prosecutor, the defense attorney, the victim, and the accused can work from. And we all acknowledge that in the case of somebody has to pay for the death or the standard that is set, and we all can work from that. I am an immigrant as well. So I know what I had to go through in order to...
Did you have a driver's license when you came here?
No, I had to go for it. And I'm 50
years
old. Well,
see, that's what I feel... I don't think that's fair. I think you should have been able to use your ID.
No, it was me telling the American government, I have accepted the responsibility of your standard. So in the event of me killing somebody... I acknowledge that I have accepted the responsibility and I am being passed by your standards to operate a vehicle that can do 120 miles, that can do 120 mile an hour. BI riot in driving that fast. In the other
Now, do you know that you sound like the perfect immigrant to our country? And this is what I'm talking about, Phil. Here's a gentleman who's an immigrant to our country. He's more conversant with the laws of our country than any American. I dare say he's probably a better driver. I dare say, Andre, you are probably more responsible. And this is what I'm saying.
Not at all.
I would give you the right to drive on our highways with just an ID. And the average American I would force to literally go through submarine school to get a driver's license. That means a compression tank, fire in oil-laden water.
Oh, God. Go ahead. Let this gentleman talk.
May I ask
you know what I'm saying?
Do you have a child? Do you have children?
I have three.
I am a father. If somebody in this country or any country, even the country I came from, without having passed a proficiency test, killed one of my children, and I was sitting in court... I would have a problem and a huge lawsuit against that person. Now, having come into this country, you have to, in order to drive a vehicle, and I have a daughter that comes
to the think the kids take their chances, you know.
I'm sorry?
The kids take their chances.
Well, I love my sons. I love them very much, but... they live in America, and I tell them, we've got a great country, but you know what? You take your you-know-what's into your hands when you go out the front door.
Come on. Even when they were little boys?
Yes. Even when they were children.
My point is...
That's what I told them.
The driver's license...
I told my son, they said, you take your nuts in your hands.
Will you let this gentleman finish? Go ahead, Andre.
My point is this. There is a standard in a court of law. This is a very... there's a lot of lawsuits that happen in this country.
Get some napkins. You want to get a Wendy's...
My point is, there's a lot of lawsuits, and you have to set a proficiency so that when all these parties enter into a court of law, we're all working from a base. not from a base where somebody can fly out of the country. You have.
Right.
I also agree that you only can get a driver's license if you're a legal resident of this country, because in the event of you being sued, you don't, or you are not a flight risk, to pay for the medical costs.
All right,
that I have already.
Give me a Coke, too.
Andre, thank you very much. You've been very kind, because the two of them have been ordering at a Wendy's.
No, I have not.
While this gentleman has patiently explained to you, I've been listening to you ordering Cokes, coffee, and everything else at Wendy's.
I'm not at Wendy's, Mr. Andrew. That matters.
Well, what difference does it make? Jack in the Box, whatever. Andre, thank you, sir, and that was very, very good.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your phone call.
Andre, I was listening to you, but I had to get some coffee.
All right.
Not because,
I understand.
No, could I get one of the square hamburgers?
All right.
All right, Andre. You're a good man, sir, and the very best to you this evening and to your family. That was very, very rude.
Phil, you know, you're very melodramatic. A lot of the things that... Hey, we're doing good. Yeah, could I get a bowl of chili?
Come on, man. I got the best chili going.
What are you now? What are we doing? Are we doing a commercial for Wendy's here, or what?
Phil, I am starving. We've been out all day. Okay, is that all right with you? Or am I supposed to sit here and go through low blood sugar withdrawals and possibly faint?
My wife needs to eat us something.
My wife needs to eat us something? Look at this. Steve's got Italian.
All right.
Yeah?
Hey, there.
Yeah, can you get the square hamburger, I said?
What is it? We want the square hamburger.
If you're not at Wendy's...
Holy Jesus, we're not at Wendy's.
Well, what the hell, Steve? We better go find another drive-thru.
How you doing?
No, we don't want anything. No, we don't want to order from your hole.
I don't want to order from you, man. You ain't got the square hamburger.
Phil, did I ever tell you this?
Will you get out of here, both of you? All right. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, can I get a bowl of chili? Anyway... It's very nice to have the Dooleys with us, and we do certainly appreciate their contributing to the radio show. But when they come on here and say, hey, only an ID for illegal immigrants, and oh yeah, where do I get the square hamburger? You know, I'll tell you, square hamburger sounds about right. By the way, I've got a great story to tell you about the square Wendy's hamburger and how long it took them to build a Wendy's in the U.S. Virgin Islands. That and more coming back here at our News and Information Hour on the world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876. Phil, don't go away.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Yeah, square hamburger.
Phil Henry.
All right.
From the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
Well, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And notice that we say news, talk, and entertainment because we do include all of that. And we feel that that's really what most spoken word talk slash radio slash whatever the hell it is we're doing here. That's what we ought to do. And, you know, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And anyway, welcome to the program. And if you missed the first 2 hours, we had Bobby and Steve Dooley on talking about the, you know, about their idea to give the legal immigrant the right to drive just with an ID. It's too much of a hassle to get the driver's license. And anyway, you can hear that on our podcast tomorrow on our website, philhenryshow.com. You can also watch our video cast from tonight's show on demand. And to that end, I just want to tell you that we're going to be making available on demand our video casts that will be encoded, if you will, for Apple, iPhone, and iPad. And that will be happening before the summer months. And we're grateful that you guys have been patient with us for that. You know, I looked into this, Bud and Robert, and the idea of, first of all, streaming live, which we do, which people can get on their PCs, and people can get the show on their Blackberries. That's not a problem. We're talking about iPhone and iPad.
Yeah.
And to get that live on your iPhone and iPad is quite an expensive proposition, I find out. As a matter of fact, Major League Baseball, maybe the NFL, not a whole lot of people have got the live streaming option. On demand, on the other hand, we're going to do. So you can, with your iPhone, with your iPad, or whatever Apple device you have, you'll be able to watch our show on demand the next day or whenever you want to watch it.
Yeah, you say that's on account of most of people watch on demand?
Well, we do find that when it comes to our video cast, there is a very high percentage of people that use it on demand. Yeah, there is a lower percentage of people that watch it live. There's a higher percentage of people that watch it on demand. So that's why we made sort of that executive decision. And we feel it's going to work out very, very well for people who access our website. So please join us at philhenryshow.com with a BSP. And I'm pretty sure you'll be happy with your decision. All right, it's our news and information hour. All kinds of weird, weird stories that we've gotten here. While we were talking about this nonsense having to do with driver's licenses, there have been other stories sort of burning a hole here in our file. And I'm not really sure what I want to get to first.
What about Beyonce and they had that kid?
Yeah, Beyonce and that kid, man.
Who cares, man? Everybody, that's a big story.
Boy, if I never see this story again, it'll be too soon. But okay, I don't care about anybody's kid getting born. I don't, that's one of the few things I get excited about in the world. You know that?
Why?
I don't know. I don't give a damn. You know, when someone says we had a baby, unless they're really good friends of mine. Like, even my godson, Joe, who I'm sure is listening right now. Joe, you're a great kid, but when you were born, I couldn't have cared less. I'm joking.
Boy, if he hears that, he'd be pissed off.
I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding, dude. In fact, I remember you, Joe. Your father and your mother won't tell you this. But when you were a baby, we were all together, a whole gang of us were together down in Newport Beach at some bar. I forget where the hell we were, but we'd just taken the ferry over from, don't laugh, bud, okay?
Yeah, talk about fairy.
A fairy, F-E-R-R-Y. What a baby.
Bill, man, you want to make everything weird? I just thought it was funny.
F-E-R-R-Y, ya child. We'd all taken a ferry over from Balboa Island. We get over here to the peninsula, and we go to this bar. I forget where it was. I do remember that night. It was very funny, Joe, because your dad was there. And he and I were getting a drink, and there was a guy standing at the bar that we got to talking to, and this dude claimed that he did PR for Orville Redenbacher. And the rep that this guy went into was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. He was talking about a photo shoot that they had to do using Mr. Redenbacher, and it was hysterical. But in any event, we sat back at this table. There's a whole group of us, about eight of us, and your mom was holding you, Joe. And you were at that time. Now, Joe now is...
Yeah, how old is he, man?
He's 22. 21, 22. But you at the time, you were an infant, and your mom was holding you. And I remember your mother said, do you want to hold Joe? And I said, yeah, and everybody did. So she passed you around the table, man. You were passed around that table like you were a bong. I'm kidding.
That's a bad thing to say about a baby.
What? I'm talking to an adult now, okay?
Yeah, but when he's a baby. Dude, what a bong, man. I was kidding.
God. Anyway, I said to Pam, she goes, I like the idea. I want him to be comfortable with people holding him. And you got a great mother, and you got a great dad. Of course, he's my best friend. And Joe, you're a good guy. But yeah, you're a real second. No, I'm kidding. You're a good guy. The only problem with my godson, Joe, is that he is a... such a commie,
Yeah, he got a lot of liberal ideas.
What a commie. You, Joe, you and yours will ruin. Anyway, so I gotta suffer these tweets from this guy, man. Every night I go online, I go to Twitter, and there's my godson with all of his commie tweets. Anyway, when you were born, that was cool. When Katie was born, his sister, that was great. But the news, when they hit the news with this, did you know that so-and-so had a baby? I don't care. And they only start getting interesting when they get older. Like, I was only 11 or 12 or whatever the hell I was when little J.J. Kennedy, little John John, did that little salute when his father's during President Kennedy's funeral. And I thought, well, that's a funny kid. He's giving the salute, right? And then there was the little girl there, too. That was Caroline. And then I lost track of them because I couldn't have cared less. You know, that was a little guy, and the president's dead, and who knows where those people. And the next thing you know, this guy surfaces as a magazine editor and a possible attorney.
And a pilot, and a damn good one, too. And anyway,
you shut up and quit being a smartass.
What are you talking about for? I'm just making a joke.
Your jokes, man. Bongs, pilots.
Yeah, but just the sky looked like the ocean. The sky looks like it's the Bermuda Triangle. Ah!
All right, go ahead, Robert, do it.
I've been waiting for this, man. What are you going to do? Ah! God, hey, Phil, I got to tell you, I think Robert's gay. Well, you look...
All right, okay. What does that mean?
He's trying to put his finger...
Hey, man, I'll kick your ass. Shut up. Every time I got to get something rolling here, bud, just shut up, will you? So, make a long story short, along comes the adult, and you, well, now they're interesting, but as a kid, who cares? I remember when Cher and Sonny, not Cher and Sonny, when I remember when Cher was married to Greg Allman, and they had their kid Elijah Blue. The kid, that's the last I heard about him. They had a baby. His name's Elijah Blue. You're like, oh, that's great. Ha, ha, ha. And then I go along with my life. Years later, Elijah Blue turns up, and he's weird, man. This cat, like, you know, he was just weird, you know. So, and then, I'm not saying he's a bad man. I shouldn't say that, but just, you know, obviously, yeah, he just sort of took a left turn.
Same thing with that Chaz.
Well, all right, Chastity. When Chastity Bono was born, big deal. They had her on the TV show. Cute little girl, whatever, whatever. All right, years later, now she's back in the news. What is she? A guy. Okay. The other one that was really funny was when Grace Slick and Paul Kantner of the Jefferson Airplane Band, they had a baby together. And I remember Grace Slick was on a magazine cover holding the kid upside down.
Are you kidding me?
No. And she had a big smile on her face because that was kind of a hippie thing to do. And the kids, they named the kid God. Okay? Years later, years go by, whatever happened to God, I don't know, man, some weird, another weird hippie kid. And it turned out it was Chyna Kantner, and she had a guest spot on MTV.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
I thought she was really good, and I wonder why she didn't stick with is she still in TV? I don't know what the hell happened to Chyna Kantner. I thought she was damn good. But apparently, and rightfully so, she wasn't digging the name God, so she changed her name to Chyna, or maybe they changed it for her, but that... You know, Ms. Kantner, if you're out there, please be advised that the first time I saw you, you were hanging upside down and you had the name God. And kid after kid comes into the world one way, but when we finally get to know them as adults, they're completely different people. Completely. It's like their parents' conception of them and their parents' idea of them had nothing whatsoever to do with reality. So when Beyonce and Jay-Z have this kid named Blue Ivy, which, as you know, is a kind of potted plant. I'm just kidding.
Man, everybody done the jokes, man. You don't have to do any more jokes.
All right. Sorry. You know, great. Good luck to you. Good luck to the kid is more the point.
What, trying to say they're going to be a bad parent or something?
I'm just saying good luck to the kid is all I'm saying.
What's that mean?
Good luck to the kid is what it means. Okay.
Yeah, you try to say they're going to be bad parents.
Yeah. Good luck to the kid. Take that, whatever you want to say. However you want that to mean, that's what I just said.
What pretty much means they're going to be bad parents.
No, it doesn't mean that. I'm just saying good luck to the kid. What do you want me to say, good luck to the parents?
Well, I mean, you want a kid to be raised good, right?
Do I want the kid to be raised good for the benefit of society and the world? Yes. Do I think the kid will be raised bad? I'm not going to make that claim. I don't know. But I will say this. I don't give parents the benefit of the doubt anymore. I don't sit there and think that everybody's just so fantastic. You know, have we seen enough horror in our lives, all of us together, to finally be disabused of any notion that parents are just, oh, so marvelous? You know, I take them as I see them, man. I take them on merit. Good parent is a good parent. A bad one is a bad one. I don't want to have anything to do with the bad kind. I don't want to be at their house. I don't want to know them. I don't want to hang out with them. I don't want to know their kid. You know, it's horrible. Because, look, man, I'm going to be in a position someday, if I befriend a bad, I'm going to be in a position someday of having to call the cops on them, because that's just, you know, I know how I am. So somebody has a baby, and I say good luck to the baby. So Beyonce and Jay-Z, they set up a Tumblr account dedicated to their beautiful baby girl. It includes their the greatest Kodiak moments you could ever think of. The little lady, who has already made music history, is in the process of having her name trademarked and was creatively honored and represented by her mother through blue nail polish. And this little baby finally has a face. She's a very, very pretty girl, and she is the newest born. But
so you don't get excited about nobody baby anymore.
Why, man? What's to get excited about? You know?
Everybody gets excited when you say, oh, you know, Mazel Tov and all that jazz.
Yeah. But the only babies that get born that anybody really feels anything for are babies that are born to, like, your siblings, babies that are born to your family, babies that are born to your friends. I get very excited, but I don't give a damn about babies that are born out there in the world that happen to be born to famous people. And I'll say, good luck to the kid. Nothing against you, Mr. Z, or your wife. I would say this no matter who the individual, good luck to the kid, you know.
But at least they didn't name him God.
Well, that's true. At least you didn't name the kid God. And it's a her.
Well, then they couldn't name him God.
It's a her, man. And why couldn't they name her God?
Because God's man.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's, you couldn't name the little girl God because God's a man. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show in our News and Information Hour. Stick around. And don't forget PhilHenryShow.com. Baby.
The Phil Henry Show.
Everybody know God a man.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You know, Dan and I were just having a conversation, which I know you guys don't approve of.
Well, you talk about how you don't even want to congratulate nobody.
Look it, man. I'm going to put it out as plain as I can, okay?
Go ahead, man. Lay it off. But I'll tell you right now, not even want to congratulate a man.
Oh, look. I'm not going to say... if a guy has a baby and he's a friend of mine or anybody else, congratulations. But the real congratulations should come when the kid hits 18 and hasn't been in a jail cell, hasn't knifed anybody, and I'm not blaming the kid, you know. I'm saying the kid hits 18 and is either that or I congratulate the kid. See, you know, there are people to congratulate at a certain point with the birth of a human being, but it ain't necessarily the parents, and it ain't necessarily when the kid's born.
So you're saying you congratulate the kid?
Yeah, in some cases, I wouldn't congratulate the parents. I'd congratulate the kid for negotiating 18 years with alcoholics, child abusers, criminals, the scum of the earth. Yeah, you better believe I'd congratulate the kid if he was able to get through that in the semblance of one piece. But hey, that's not very likely. I mean, you've heard it said. I'll say my voice joins the chorus. You know, I can't believe some people that have kids. I can't believe the quality of human being. Is it any wonder? You know, we look at the world around us and we are shocked at what happens. We're shocked at what we see, but we shouldn't be, because you know as well as I do the types of people that are having kids. I shouldn't talk this way because Beyonce and Jay-Z had a kid. I'm not saying those two people may be married for 50 years and they may be the best parents in the world. You know? It just so happens that with the birth of their child, celebrity births is on the table, and I can't get thrilled about that, because I know from experience the celebrity birth itself and the person that winds up becoming the person is just two different, completely separate things, you know. And I'm not saying they're necessarily bad people, but they are not what the parents want them to be. Chastity Bono is anything but Chastity Bono. Elijah Blue is anything but, you know, chip off the old block. And so it goes, right? And even then, you know, like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Michael Jackson started out one way, man, and he wound up a different way, and then he wound up another way, and then he wound up another way.
Yeah, he went through like four or five different changes.
Who, Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, the guy, first of all, he started out dark, then he got lighter. Then I ain't talking about that, man. I'm talking about his music. What about the skin texture?
And oh, forget that, will you, man? We got enough jokes about that. Anyway, let's get off this kick, man. It's bumming me out. It depresses me. I don't like talking about babies. I just don't dig it. It bums me out.
Why?
It just does, man. I just feel bad for them. I feel bad for, like, half the kids in the world I feel bad for. Isn't that terrible? Maybe I'm, like, depressed. Maybe I need electroshock or something, man.
Maybe you do, man. I mean, that's kind of a bummed out way to look at life.
I just feel bad for kids, man. I just feel bad for them. You know, and I'll tell you what. I mean, when I look at my friend, I look at my, like I was telling you, my godson, Joe. I love him, and I know his parents very well because his father's my best friend. I've known Pam, his mother, since she and Don got married. I know Katie. I know the family. I know them all, man. They're like my second family. And I know the kind of guy Joe is. He's a terrific guy. He was raised by great people. And I have nothing but admiration for those parents. I know exactly the quality of those people. And Don, I know, when I was growing up with him, man, he didn't have anything. I mean, they came out of nothing, man. They had the electricity cut off every other month. The water was cut off every other month. I mean, they had no money. So as a result, Joe, your father has turned into a real cheap creep. Now,
boy, that's terrible.
I'm kidding around. Well, I'm not kidding, but, you know.
Yeah, I bet he's cheap, man. Why? What would it be? Coming from all of that.
Why don't you swallow before you say anything?
Will you knock it off? I'm kidding. You know, your dad is a generous man as far as it goes. Now, no, he's a great guy. So, you know the good people and you know the bad people. And you know, oh, man, this is going to be bad, man. And then the other thing is, there's some kids that are raised in just the most despicable conditions, and they turn out to be quality human beings. And some kids are raised in the best homes, and they turn out to be serial murderers. What does that tell us? It tells us that it isn't all environment, that it's also what they call nature. Psychologists have this term, nature and nurture. And that means part of it is the way the brain is wired coming into the world, and part of it is the way you raise the kid. If the brain is wired wrong, meaning there's a biochemical imbalance, everybody's different, or there's a brain injury, you could have a kid that is raised in the, you know, Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, and yeah, it's Rebecca, all right. Rebecca just went out and carved up a bunch of school kids.
Hey. Way to go, Mr. Henry. You totally destroyed that book for thousands of kids out there.
There's thousands of kids shouldn't be awake. We'll come right back here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Speaking of destroying it for thousands of kids, no murder charges for a former Tournament of Roses director. Well, that's good news. We'll have that and other stories here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and our website, philhenryshow.com. And just a minor, itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny little plug here, because I think I've already told the BSPs, haven't I?
About what?
About the...
I don't know, man. You said, no. No, you haven't.
Yes, I have, because I said I know the name. I told him the name of the show. I didn't know the date. So I have told the BSPs that we're going to do a couple of episodes of New Girl on Fox, and we're going to shoot next week. And I don't know how many days, but I know that we're going to do two episodes. So we're excited about that. And we are, for those of you who are BSPs and members, guys, just go to our website. We're going to get number one, get some pictures, you know, as we did when we were doing This Is 40. And I think we got it. Yeah, we got a picture with Ed O'Neill when we did the show Married with Children, Modern Family.
Married with Children, that daughter show he's on.
Yeah, I know. And they were terrific people. Just had such a great time. But we'll get some photographs from our day there, and we'll update the website so you join us. And we're going to do an Ask Me Anything on Reddit. And we're going to do the Ask Me Anything on Reddit the day we're on set. So when we find out, for instance, that we are...
What's that?
Well, hold on, bud. When we find out...
I'll tell you what it is.
Robert, will you hang on, man? I'll tell him. When we find out when we have a break, we will give you a heads up on Twitter or someplace, and then you go over to Reddit, and an Ask Me Anything, an AMA, is literally that, Ask Me Anything, and you guys can go over there and ask me anything. My understanding is Woody Harrelson did an AMA, and it was a train wreck, because apparently he went on there and said, okay, ask me anything, and he answered only like three questions or something, and that was it. Then he split. Because somebody asked him some question that was, you know, he didn't want to answer. And there were like 9 billion questions piled up for, did you hear about this?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Alex was telling me. So we're going to do one. We're going to do it next week. We'll do it from, you know, from the shoot of New Girl. And Ask Me Anything is when you go over to Reddit and literally you can ask me any question you want. So it's a very sadistic, possibly a masochistic exercise. Who knows where it will go and how weird it'll be, but that's what we will do, and I want to give you a heads up on that. It's an AMA, Ask Me Anything at Reddit, and that'll be next week. Okay, thanks for being with us tonight, guys. Okay, so no murder charges for a former Tournament of Roses director. What in the hell? The Tournament of Roses, as you know, is the Rose Parade. They have that out here in Pasadena. Well, that's the Tournament of Roses, is the overall fun tournament. So you have a Rose Parade and you have a Rose Bowl game.
There any other kind of rose thing?
Yeah. I don't think there is, but there might be. No, there's a Rose Parade. There's a Rose Bowl.
They're like a rose... what about Rose Fashion Show or something?
No, they ain't got no Rose Fashion Show. They have a Rose Bowl, a Rose Parade...
About like a rose roll, like a rose sale. Yeah, that's true. They'll have a rose sale.
You mean what do you mean a rose sale? A sale on roses? It's ridiculous.
No. Yeah, like a sailboat.
Like a sailboat.
A rose sale? That's the most stupid thing. Where?
The Pacific Ocean? Wow.
Okay, bud.
God, man, you ain't never heard of that.
There is an ocean out there, man.
I know that. Pasadena's inland. What the hell are you talking about, a rose sale? They have a rose parade, a rose bowl.
What about like a rose race or the Rose 500 or something like that?
Even if they ain't got one, it sounds like a good idea.
Why don't you just forget it, all right? I think these people know what they're doing.
Apparently not. This guy got arrested for murder.
I'm talking about the rose... Get out of here. In any event, prosecutors declined on Friday. That would be just yesterday. To file murder charges against a longtime Tournament of Roses official, saying there isn't enough evidence against the man to support charges. Los Angeles County Sheriff's detectives arrested Richard Allen Monecki, age 71, earlier this week on suspicion of the 2004 killing of Donna Lee Kelly, who was 59 years of age at the time of her death. Kelly was found dead in the trunk of her car in Pasadena. Detectives questioned Monecki in the case, but did not arrest him until this week. Sheriff's investigators collected DNA evidence from Kelly's body, apartment, and car, but the case went cold after they found no matches in federal and state DNA databases. Detectives took another look at the case and used grant funds to test Manecki's genetic material. The test led investigators to arrest him in connection with Kelly's killing, but now there's no charges. There will be no charges. So we got to find out more about this.
Why?
Because they arrested him after they tested the genetic material. Do you understand? It says here they took another look at the case and they used grant funds to test this guy Manecki's genetic material. That test led investigators to arrest him in connection with the Kelly killing. Well, they couldn't be more clear.
You're saying that the DNA matched?
Well, what else does it mean?
I don't get you.
Yeah, I'm not following.
Are you guys stupid or something?
What? You're just talking about the guy's genetic material.
I'm telling you, the cops said that they took another look at the case. They used grant funds. Apparently, the city of Pasadena or whoever, the L.A. sheriff, wouldn't bust loose with the money. So they had to find the money to test this guy's genetic material. Well, what the hell do you think that means?
I guess like urine test or something.
Yeah.
Urine test? How about DNA?
Oh, yeah.
No, okay.
God. So they test the DNA. You following me?
Yeah.
That led investigators to arrest him in connection with Kelly's killing. That test led investigators to arrest Manecki in connection with Kelly's killing.
I don't follow.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick somebody's ass here in about 5 seconds.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bud, if it says that they tested the guy's genetic material and the test led them to arrest him in connection with Kelly's killing,
then maybe the genetic material matched what was found at the crime scene?
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe not.
Okay, forget it. You know what? I think you guys are messing with me. You can't be that dumb. I mean, I know you're dumb. God knows you're dumb. God knows you guys break all kinds of records for dumb, but you can't be that dumb.
You just haven't made your case very clear.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good, but there's a reasonable doubt in my mind as to, you know, whether they're just like, it's a doubt, and I think it's reasonable.
Yeah, me too.
Why don't you guys go watch some more court TV or whatever that stuff is?
There ain't no court TV no more. It's called True TV.
Whatever. Here is an interesting story from outer space. I can't believe you guys. Are you trying to tell me that didn't make any sense to you, huh?
There's a reasonable doubt.
Oh, get out of here with a reasonable doubt. I'm not in a courtroom. I'm talking about these cops busting this guy. I don't see how they can arrest a guy saying that the test of the genetic material led them to arrest the guy, and there's not going to be any murder charges. What the hell's going on? There's got to be some explanation. We've got to know. Who screwed up? I've got to know, in the words of Howard Cosell. Now, this disgusting story, which continues and never will end, L.A. public school officials are working with sheriff detectives to determine whether other school children were victims of alleged teacher sexual misconduct at Miramonte Elementary School in Los Angeles. This is a story that broke last week, folks, and I think it was actually maybe late the week before, but all last week it has just gotten more gruesome. More offensive, more enraging, more of everything bad. The L.A. Unified School District has also set up hotlines for parents to call with additional information about the school where the two teachers have been charged with felony lewd acts on pupils. Now, you know, they fired everybody from those schools.
I heard that they got suspended.
They're fired. They're fired. Now, I don't know what that means. When I say fired, are they going to find another job? I don't know, but they have just basically cleaned everybody out of that school, and I totally concur, and I endorse, and I applaud the move. I mean, when you've got one teacher, maybe. You find two, you might as well assume that the whole place stinks. The whole place is rotten right down to the foundation. Clear everybody out of there. And I hope they... And I'm going to tell you something else, folks, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope and pray that I'm wrong. You know, it's been centuries and centuries, thousands and thousands of years. I mean, this is the first time that the human race has gotten together as one big family because of the communication ability that we have and has looked at this thing called child abuse, sexual abuse of children. It's the first time in history. And I don't think we're aware of this. I don't think we're aware of this. But, you know, if you take a step back, this is the and believe me, I know. This is the first time in the history of the human race that as a human family, we've all taken a step back and said, holy God, what is going on? Now, the Catholic priest thing was the beginning. Oh, sure, we had the McMartin trial back in the 80s, and a lot of stutter starts. We had a lot of panic. We had a lot of hysteria. We had a lot of stupidity. The McMartins weren't guilty of anything. But it was the beginning of a fear that, my God, there's something that's very widespread here. Well, then our worst fears were validated when we found out that one of the most trusted institutions in the world, the Catholic priesthood was guilty of this kind of evil against kids. And that opened up our eyes, and that got the ball rolling, I think, in a sensible way. We didn't get we didn't go down the McMartin road of lynching people and burning them at the stake. But now we have this school teacher thing that pops up every now and again across the country. And I'm telling you right now, if the Catholic priests, if this thing could have been widespread among Catholic priests, are you kidding me? School teachers? What's to stop someone who has a sickness this way from becoming a school teacher? From taking a look and saying, oh my God, this is beautiful. Nothing but little kids? What the hell? This is a no-brainer. Are you telling me that only priests? Anybody that has full-time access to kids, and by that I mean their full-time job is dealing with children, any profession with full-time access to children, I'm not saying we need to go on a witch hunt. I'm simply saying we need to prepare ourselves because I don't see any reason to doubt that there's more on the way and that ultimately, this is going to be a good thing because we got to get this. This has got to get out on the table, man. You know.
Well, how many do you think there is?
I don't know, man. But it's got to get out on the table. We got to put it all out on the table. We got to clean this up and clean it up now. And let there be no doubt that there is no abiding this stuff. That anybody that's involved with this or anybody that's protecting somebody that's you better get it out on the table now, Jack. I don't. If there's a school system out there that, well, you know, we'll move the guy down the street and why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? I don't care who they are or what they are. I would just give you some advice, man. You better just start opening up the files and open up the books, and everybody needs to see what you got. If you've been moving teachers around, if you didn't report this, you didn't report that, you're going to get your ass handed to you eventually because people are just not putting up with this now. And there was almost a riot down here last week.
Yeah, there are a lot of those people. They want to have a media there.
Well, you know, I don't blame them for not letting the media in. There was one parent that was going crazy, and he was saying, let the media in. They're the only people that could protect it. Well, no. You know, what we want to do is we want to guard against hysteria, and we want to get the clear facts out, and we got to get to know what the hell's going on. And but there were a lot of pissed off people down there last week, man. I mean, they were ready for blood. And, you know, a testament to them that they let cooler heads prevail. They went in, they met with the district, and the district told them what's going on, and I believe that they were reassured. They got rid of everybody. That school is essentially, I don't even know if that school is going to be operating anymore. There's going to be prosecutions. There's going to be depositions. These children are, you know, how much? This has been going on now, this current epidemic, if you will, since the Catholic priest thing in the late 1990s, the early 2000s, now we're moving into this. I mean, this is a problem that has not been looked at with the cold, hard eyeball of reality forever, man. You know, so
they better open up the books and see what's going on.
Yeah, man. Like your books.
Yeah, your books.
No, your books.
All right, shut up. Your books. All right, well, so that's my big speech of the night.
Well, yeah, it's pretty important and everything, Mr. Henry, but hey, what are you doing? You're touching my leg.
I'm going to belt you. All right, we'll be right back here on the Phil Henry Show. And we got some other legal news here. What the hell is this, bud? What is this story? The White Clay lawsuit. Four beer stores in White Clay. I don't know what this means. We'll get back to it. And a man who was found guilty of plotting to kill the president. And other good news. The world-famous Phil Henry Show here on this Saturday morning. Don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, our video cast of our local KFI Los Angeles show. Phil
Henry
Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show here, 877-876-PHIL. That's our number. We don't have any time for phone calls, but that's the call-in. That's our call-in line here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast.
and, of course, online at philhendryshow.com. If you're watching us on Phil TV and HD right now, behind me is our homepage. And you'll see a number of different stories there. There's our log. I say our log, but by that I mean our show log from last night. And you'll also see there a couple of show logs. We also have Phil History Month, and we did give away a shot glass on for Phil History Month yesterday in last night's, not last night, but the night before's pre-show. And the question was, where does April Bozell go to school? And the correct answer was CK Corona Middle School. And one of our backstage pass members by the name of Dormant Rage was the winner.
Well, I wonder what that means, Dormant Rage.
It's probably something that we don't want to get to know any more than we have to. All right. Just a couple of more. One final story. I'm sorry, folks. I don't want to offend anybody. I know we have a great many people who politically, you listen to talk radio. You want to make sure that your host has the right views. CPAC, whatever. But I will tell you this, and you mark my words. You want to go with Santorum? That's great. You want to go with Gingrich? That's great. I don't care. But if the Republicans come with another conservative candidate or strongly conservative or a guy that's playing to the, however it's perceived, they're not going to win. Obama will win the election. Guaranteed. Now, I've been wrong before, so I can say guaranteed and not really care because I know what to do when I'm wrong.
What do you do?
I say I was wrong. On Friday, the Republican presidential race shrank to the size of a hotel ballroom. Three top contenders made pitches to conservative activists gathered in Washington, each man hoping that a speech could unite a movement that months of campaigning had not. Well, it couldn't. But each candidate received loud ovations as he battled for the energized core of the Republican electorate. Former Senator Rick Santorum stressed his ideological purity. His ideological purity may be fine, but what makes them think the mass of American people are going to vote for them? In other words, people that are not Republican and not conservative and not even Democrat. Maybe that all famous and all important independent voter. All right. So when you talk about I'm an ideologically pure conservative, I'm not saying that you need to be careful because the progressives and the liberals aren't going to like you. No one cares about them either. I mean, they're about as interesting as the conservatives are, which means not much at all. We're talking about the mainstream, middle of the road people. And I noticed my mustache looks weird, bud. Could you go get me some of the that mustache comb?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. So it says here, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, the hobbled frontrunner still struggling to stop conservatives from turning to the other two, talked about his experience. The hobbled frontrunner, meaning he lost, I think, the last three primaries. They were not as big as Florida or as big and important as Pennsylvania, some of these things. But nonetheless, in what could be one of his most important speeches due to the critical role played by party conservatives, Romney said he'd been living the ideals of the right for decades as a businessman and severely conservative governor in a liberal state. I know conservatism, Romney said, repeating the word or its variants 24 times in his speech because I've lived conservatism or its variants.
Yeah, conservatism,
huh?
Well, you know.
No, I don't know. Conservatism, conservatizality.
Oh, yeah, that's real good, man, conservatizality.
All right, well, something. But he used the variance 24 times. Good luck to you there, Mr. Romney, Governor Romney, Senator Santorum, Mr. Speaker. And good luck with your third marriage, and I'm just kidding. And good luck to us all, and God bless us all. I'm Tiny Tim. Hey, by the way, we'll see you tonight on our KFI videocast for our local Los Angeles show. Thanks to all of our great affiliates. Thanks to you. Thanks to me. Don't forget, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is online at philhendryshow.com, so you get your backstage pass. And take a look at this there as well as all of our archives. We'll see you guys either tonight or Monday. Till then, Dick Clark, so long.
Phil Woo! Hendry.